It's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, Paul Stanford invited me to be a guest on his Portland television program, Cannabis Common Sense. Here I'm telling Paul about how I first got educated in a drug reform by going to a website called druglibrary.org.
Well, okay, but he has a website. It's a big storage site of all the archives he has. And I ran into it. I was working at Chevron. I was working like a second shift where nobody's around. I started printing out all those documents late at night. I started reading them, and you know, it had the early histories, it had the congressional hearings, the early newspaper accounts, all of this stuff that led us to this quote belief system. And I finally determined, well, it's a bunch of bull. There is no legitimacy to this. And I ran into a website, the New York Times Drug Policy Forum. It was an online forum where you would post something, someone else could respond to it. You could have kind of an ongoing dialogue, might take a day or a week. And while there, I was the first person to use my name. There were other people that were, you know, Jimmy Joe and whatever that, you know, posted there. But I put my name down, Dean Becker, and started speaking the truth that I had learned there from Cliff Schaefer's website. And I was invited by the New York Times to become liaison for their online forum. And while there, I used that those credentials, if you will. I contacted Milton Friedman, who was the, you know, the prize-winning, economist, well-known, well-respected. Got him to come on, then-Governor Gary Johnson, Ethan Nadelman, a whole list of drug reformers. I invited them to come on. They would respond to questions and you know, from other participants. And I built a massive booklet of those interactions. And I took it to Pacifica when, I think it was early 2001, they were having a regime change, I guess if you want to call it that, where they were changing out the hierarchy and reinstituting new programs. And I brought in that stuff. I said, hey, I'd like to start a radio program about this. It's time. Well, a gentleman you may have heard of, Ray Hill, a big gay rights guy down here in Houston, who heard me talking to the administration, said, hey, I'll put you on air. He had a show. It's on every Friday night, still on Friday nights. It's called The Prison Show.
We'll have more on tomorrow's report with Paul Stanford, but I'd like to report that The Prison Show is still going strong, and the prisons are going strong in Texas as well. I am Dean at DrugTruth.net.